The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's a hump day. I'm calling this one the Make a Deal with the Devil Wednesday edition. Welcome to it. Dom will join us in an hour at 4 o'clock, as is his lazy custom. Perhaps later in the spring, and we are plotting, he'll start joining a little bit earlier, but, you know, day job and all that kind of stuff. Got Rich right now. He's lightly screening your calls and handling the board work. And yesterday, Civic Media launched a big contest network-wide. It continues, so we're going to do our part right here on the Devil's Advocates. The Civic Media Ride into Spring Text to Win Contest, day two, and it's 3 o'clock, and apparently we do this at 3 o'clock each afternoon during the weekdays. And here are some of the prizes you could win. 4 daily winners, each one each contest hour. So you could win this hour, receive an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And all entrants, including the daily winners, are entered to win one of the 2 grand prizes, including brand new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, and an outdoor patio love seat. That'll get you ready for spring. So the keyword, and here's the kicker. You got to use the Civic Media app. Can't use the traditional phone number. Yeah, the phone number works, but not for the contest. So here's the deal. We're trying to encourage you and you to tell your friends and so on, like a Pantene commercial, to get the Civic Media app. It's super cool. And while you're utilizing the app, while you're listening to the greatest radio show ever on that app, you can have a text feature. It's right there on the screen. And you've got to use that text feature that demonstrates you've got the app if you want to win. And again, this hour, there will be a winner. Chula Vista Resort winner. And then all texted entries are entered for the grand prize. Again, this contest, Civic Media's Ride into Spring Text to Win Contest. And now I'm going to give you the keyword. It's family. Like, keep it within the family. Never take sides against the family. Family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Please text the keyword using the Civic Media app. So that's our duty for the day. We've done our best to inform you, and good luck to you. I hope you're a winner. But I want to start today kind of where we ended yesterday. There was some later breaking news. At least I found out about it later in the happier happy hour. And I perceive this headline to be a deal made with the devil. Truly, a deal made with the devil in this case being Donald Trump, and the deal maker, the Faustian deal maker in this case is Speaker Robin Voss. Voss sold his soul endorsing Donald Trump yesterday. That was the news post-WISP politics function. Robin Voss told the assembled press, yeah, he's our nominee. He's our guy. And we'll revisit some of the reporting in just a minute. Molly Beck, she was the first one I saw reporting this. But let's recap this. Let's think about this for just a minute. Oh, yeah, by the way, Liza Hellenbrand, the host of The Empowered Caregiver, She had a big interview earlier today. She interviewed Governor Tony Evers. She's going to give us a little preview. Her show will play out with Evers on Saturday. But if you can't wait for it, The Empowered Caregiver, you're going to have to get the podcast. And Evers, just one of her big interviews, I would suspect her biggest of the day. But Liza Hellenbrand joining me in like 10 minutes. So stick around for her. We'll talk about what the governor had to say. He doesn't come on this show so much. But Robin Voss, selling his soul to the devil. And I don't mean like you folks do, 3 hours a day listening to this fine program. That's the good sort of selling your soul to the devil, as far as I'm concerned. But he will say, well, Trump's our nominee. Robin Voss will say that. That will be his rationalization. Now, he said that picking Donald Trump as the nominee would be a suicide mission for the Republican Party. But they have chosen this as their path, this suicide mission, according to earlier Robin Voss. If we got in the Wayback Machine, we don't even have to go back that far. And let's not forget, Donald Trump literally endorsed against Robin Voss in a primary, and he's the Speaker of the Assembly. He is one of, if not the most powerful Republican, certainly in state governance, currently. And Donald Trump came to town and endorsed against him purposefully. And then through a super PAC, the Save America PAC, I believe it was, that is alleged by the Wisconsin Ethics Committee, they allege uniformly. And that's tough to do, to get uniformity out of a half Democrat, half Republican deadlock is the purpose sort of a committee. But they did. And that committee, this Ethics Committee in Wisconsin, said the Trump campaign was willing to commit campaign finance felonies to fund a campaign to take out Robin Voss. And what was Voss's crime? I mean, he appointed Gableman, right? I thought that was selling his soul. He was trying to walk that fine line between being a Paul Ryan Republican, sort of the traditional Republican, the tax cut Republican, and a Donald Trump Republican, which, to my perception, is the selling of one's soul. But he hired the Gableman, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court justice who did, like an 18-month fruitless investigation of alleged what he thought might be, campaign finance fraud, but they never brought forth, what was that called? Evidence. There was no evidence. And still, the corrupted former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Gableman came to the conclusion, maybe the Wisconsin legislature should consider decertifying the 2020 election, right? Well, that's a tough spot for Voss because, of course, that's not legally or constitutionally possible. That's not going to happen. Oh, that put Voss in a trick bag. And also, he helped empower this Pandora's box of his own creation through the appointment of Janelle Branchen as the Wisconsin Elections Assembly Elections Committee chairperson. Gave her subpoena power of sorts, which she tried to extend onto the Gableman. So he tried to pacify the Cheeto Messiah, this Robin Voss, this once powerful and strategic Wisconsin Republican, tried to walk that fine line. But I got to ask you, Robin Voss, will it ever be worth it to sell one soul? And I know you're going to tell me, well, he's our nominee. What do you expect me to do? We're going to contest all up and down this elective cycle. New maps, it's tough enough. Sledden, he barely going to hold on. He hopes to the speakership because the assembly, it's all in play. It's all in play. Every assembly seat, all 99, are on the ballot with new maps this fall. I bet you Governor Evers had something to say about that. To my next guest, Liza Hellenbrand from the Empowered Caregiver, she interviewed Tony, but I'm talking about Robin Voss and this selling of the soul to the devil. Because I can tell you, the Democrats picked nominees that weren't my first choice. And I look back at 2016, well, Hillary was not my first choice. And did I come around? Did I endorse Hillary ultimately? Did I vote for Hillary? Yes, And yes, I absolutely did. And Joe Biden in 2020 was not my first choice. And if anybody hasn't known me for a long time, Bernie was my guy. I like Bernie in both elective cycles. But I ultimately endorsed and voted for Joe Biden because he was our nominee. He was the best the Democrats had to offer. That was the choice of the electorate. So I followed that choice. But in both circumstances, it was my greater choice to vote against Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't just voting for, it was also voting against. Because we knew what Trump was by the time Joe Biden was the nominee. And even though we didn't and we never suspected and we thought Hillary was going to win, we always suspected if that guy ever got a little bit of power, he'd abuse it. He'd grift. He'd crime. Hell, he'd sell the United States down the river if he could for just a little bit more. Well, anyways, Robin Voss came to the conclusion the best direction for him was to endorse this man because he is the Republican nominee. This is the direction that his electorate has taken the party. And if I were you, Robin Voss, I'd retire. I'd quit this sport. I mean, if the alternative is kissing the ring and kissing the ass of the Cheeto Messiah, this man that wishes you nothing but harm, try to take you out politically. You're the longest serving assembly speaker in Wisconsin's history. And he came to Waukesha to take you and Rebecca Clayfish out. Made a special trip after you'd flown down to Alabama on a private jet to kiss his ass. Robin Voss, I gotta ask you, was it worth it? The selling of the soul, is it worth it? I would hope not, but clearly you think it is. It can't be the grandiose salary of the state assembly speaker. You're still only making, what, like 54 grand a year? At the day job, of course. And there might be that sweet, sweet per diem that you had on top. But it's not a lot of money. All things considered, not relative to a popcorn magnet that apparently you are, sir. So, why sell your soul for something less than rock and roll, Robin Voss? For a few more votes, for a little more power? It's just sad. Come back, Devil's Advocates. Don't be sad. We've got a fine guest, the empowered caregiver, Liza Hellenbrand.
My soul to the company store.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, the Make a Deal with the Devil Wednesday edition. I got a fine guest. She's joined me here in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. She is Liza Hellenbrand, the host of The Empowered Caregiver, airing across the Civic Media Network, 8 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Liza, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Well, I understand you had a big get today, a very big guest. Governor of the state of Wisconsin, that's twice this year.
That's twice ever. But like I like to say, he's not my first governor. I've had others.
What other governors have you had?
To date, Marty Schreiber.
Well,
but the list is growing, right?
I understand you're also looking for Jim Doyle's number. So Jim, if you're listening today, the Empowered Caregiver wants to invite you on the big program.
I would absolutely love to check in with Governor Jim Doyle. He was at our house years ago as we worked to advocate for the autism mandate requiring insurance companies to pay for autism services. So not my first run-in with Jim Doyle either.
Big shot.
Big shot I am.
She is Liza Hellenbrand, the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show. So let's talk about Tony Evers. He appeared on the show today. And what was the gist? Why Why the governor? Why right now?
Well, I just don't want to confuse listeners, so let me take a step back. I recorded with him today. He will be playing out this Saturday at 8 a.m., so you can listen to the interview this Saturday at 8 a.m. across all Civic Media Network studios. And the question was, why did I have him here today?
Yeah, why today? Why the governor?
Well, I reached out to him after the State of the State, and you might not know this, but he's a busy man, so it took till today to get him here. So I wanted to address what he had talked about back in January of the State and the State of the State, four things in particular that really impact family caregivers, and that is the mental health crisis that's going on, that it impacts a lot of family caregivers personally, and it impacts a lot of people that family caregivers care for. So I wanted to address that, as well as the workforce shortage, not only in the child care industry, but also the direct care workers, or what some like to refer to as the paid caregivers. And lastly, I wanted to talk about the 12-week paid family leave proposal that was put out there by Francesca Hung.
Mm-hmm.
And where we're at, and why we need that, and why it's critical not only for Wisconsin families, but for our economy, quite frankly.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show fine guest Liza Hellenbrand. She is the host of her own fine radio program, The Empowered Caregivers, playing out across the Civic Media Network, 8 a.m. Saturday morning. Set an alarm. Get up. Make some breakfast. Listen. Governor Evers, I asked you earlier before we went on the air, how'd it go? And you said, well, future optimism. The governor mentioned the maps, the FAIR maps, quite a bit. So the FAIR maps obviously will affect policy and the Democrats' ability to implement policy. But a lot of things, Evers has to say, wait till next year, kind of. Does he not?
Well, you know, in a lot of regards, he put his best foot forward on what he proposes we should do to help Wisconsin families. And, you know, of course, there's going to be pushback from the other side. So it's limiting.
You've also been to Washington, D.C. this year, and I know you've advocated for caregivers in D.C. President Joe Biden has also made an effort. This is part of his agenda as well. For those that are less familiar, tell them why caregiving, why Joe Biden's involved and on what level.
There's actually a raise, a national caregiver. Oh, geez, on the spot, I'm not going to get this right. But there is, on a federal level, an organization put together solely to address caregiver issues. And why it's so important is about 1 in 5 Americans are a family caregiver, or will be a family caregiver at some point, or will need a family caregiver at some point. So it's really hard to dodge the bullet of family caregiving within your own household. So there's a lot of conversations that need to be had, and there's a lot of work to be done, because in its current state, for a lot of people, having that caregiver role is unsustainable, and they're the backbone of our nation. So we need them.
We do. Liza Hellenbrand, the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, my fine guest here in the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Again, find her fine program 8 a.m. Saturday morning, Civic Media, set your alarm. Liza, the caregiver, I don't want to say crisis, but I've heard you describe this as a crisis, because there is a dearth of caregivers. There's not enough caregivers, and it does fall upon family members so often. What should people know? And I know part of your purpose is to inform caregivers and those affected by this. What should people in Wisconsin know? Where should they go for resources? Because the solutions aren't going to come on a governmental level, not this year at least.
Yes. So there's a lot that needs to be talked about in regards to caregiving. Like I said, these are the people that are the backbone of our nation. And if they throw up their hands, We're in big trouble, right? Who's going to take care of? We're looking at not only the elderly, we have the baby boomer generation getting older. They're going to require care and support. Currently not there. Estimated 32,000 job openings in the state of Wisconsin alone over the next few years in the healthcare industry. People with disabilities, once upon a time, we kind of tuck those people away, put them in institutions and whatnot, and we said, no, that's not right, which was the right answer. So they're out living in our communities, living their best lives. They need support. There's a lot of them. The help isn't there. So these are issues that we need to talk about, and how also we can take care of ourselves as caregivers, because we know that caregiving impacts us financially, emotionally, mentally, you know, every aspect of our life. As far as a quick resource to go to, I would say go to wisconsincaregiver.org. It's all things caregiving in Wisconsin. It has a plethora of resources, support groups, and different organizations that people can actually join if they want to get involved in the caregiver movement.
May I say at this moment, I'm quite proud of you. You've grown as an advocate, and you're my wife. And those that don't know, this is Mrs. Crudy. I sometimes reference her real name, Liza Hellenbrand. She's the host of The Empowered Caregiver, 8 o'clock this Saturday. You can tune in for Governor Tony Evers. I know you had another guest. Also mention the other featured guest you're going to have on this Saturday show, if you would, and why.
So I started out talking with Tony Evers about mental health and where we're at and what we need to do. And one of the guests that I have on following Evers is someone from the American Society of American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. I'm sorry, there's so many long names here. And talking about what legislation are they proposing to help reduce suicide.
Well done. I'm going to tune in Saturday morning.
You can. And if you miss it, because Saturday at 8 is early, and I know sometimes those fish fries can run long, you can always catch us on the podcast, civicmedia.us, Spotify, Google. You can find me. I know where there's a will, there's a way.
She is Liza Hellenbrand. She is the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show. I'm very proud. Great job.
Thank you.
I don't normally mention, but you're also kind of cute for a host.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's the Make a Deal with the Devil Wednesday edition. You make a deal with us each and every day. We just ask 3 hours. Listen. 3 hours. It's 3 hours now, but you've noticed you're listening in the 3 o'clock hour. I appreciate it. I want to thank my most recent guest, a fine one, Liza Hellenbrand, the host of the Empowered Caregiver Show, and my wife, a lovely lady, and has grown so much as a broadcaster. And the fact that she's got Governor Tony Evers second time, like within the year, I got to tell you, I think they're doing it to me on purpose. They're sticking it to me, Jerry. The governor will go on my wife's show. They got to know that that is my wife. They know who she is. On the text line, Andrew from Verona says, how'd you get such a smart lady to marry you, your delinquent ass? And then he says, must have slipped her some of those bad shrooms and dank weed from yesterday's crime and story. She wasn't listening yesterday. She doesn't know I'm publicly confessing to such things on the airwaves. Andrew, let's not let her on. And a lot of you have entered the Ride in the Spring contest. And I want the rest of you, if you're unaware, new contest. I want the Devil's Advocates listeners to win. You are winners just for listening. But if you use the shiny Civic Media app and the text feature, and many of you are listening right now, and otherwise go to your favorite app store, go to the iOS or whatever you Android people go to, and get the Civic Media app. It's free. The price is great. And once you have it, you can take us anywhere. You can hear any of the fine Civic Media stations. And also, it's so cool, so easy to call in or to text, and we want you to use the Civic Media app to text in the word of the hour. And it's only good for this hour today. But if you want to enter the contest, the Ride into Spring contest, every hour that we do this each day, a winner to the Chula Vista Resort, a overnight stay, and all entrants entered to the grand prize, which includes new bikes, a 3-in-1 blender, Margaritaville, and an outdoor patio love seat. Those are very springy items. If you want them, please text the keyword family utilizing the Civic Media app. And if you want to be part of the greatest radio show ever, dial right now, 844-967-2789. You're right, Andrew. In this case, she does not deserve my delinquent ass, nor do I deserve hers. Bradley Foundation bankrolls Trump's disinformation, according to our friend Bruce Murphy at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. And Bruce is one of the best political journalists in this state. I would encourage you to read his stuff. I often do. Pardon me. Got a dry cough. Hate that. The Bradley Foundation building. You know, when I saw this being built, I used to drive each and every day. I'd come on the interstate. I'd take 43 North in Milwaukee. And then I'd hop off going over to Brady Street. And right on the corner of Water Street is this grand old colonial looking building. And it's got this dome on the corner and three columns, at least three, maybe four. And the dome was, you know, copper. And I think it's turned a little bit green. But what I did not realize each day when I passed that building under construction as I was going to work on Brady Street, that was the new home of the Bradley Foundation. And some of you are going to know instantly. Some of your skin just cringed when you heard me say the Brady Foundation, because they fund a lot of the malfeasance going on in our nation. But it's right there in Milwaukee, and it's massively funded, and it's funding the disinformation of Donald Trump. As Bruce Murphy notes, as the New York Times recently reported, Donald Trump and his allies have been winning the war over disinformation with a counteroffensive that has stymied efforts to filter and ban election lies online. And the major funder of that effort has been the Milwaukee-based Lindy and Harley Bradley Foundation and its spinoff group, the Bradley Impact Fund, which together contributed nearly $28 million to groups involved in this effort. Back in 2021, social media companies like Facebook and Twitter had suspended Trump and many of his allies from the platforms they had used to spread disinformation about his 2020 election defeat. Don't tell him, it was rigged. But they are now back on those and other online platforms pushing fraudulent lies and conspiracy theories. A key strategist working with Trump is Stephen Miller. He's that young, balding guy, little neo-Nazi. You've seen him. The White House policy advisor who created America First Legal, a nonprofit to lead the disinformation effort in February of 2021. And within a year, he got a $27 million contribution from the Bradley Impact Fund. As David Aramack reported at the Center for Media and Democracy, the Bradley Impact Fund grant accounted for 61% of AFL's total fundraising. They raised $44 million. The Bradley Foundation gave them 61% of all their funding. Another $1.3 million for Miller's group came from the Conservative Partnership Institute, considered the nonprofit nerve center of the Trump movement, the Times reported. But most of CPI's money also came from the Bradley Foundation. CPI received $862,000 in contributions from Bradley's nonprofits in 2022. That's sweet, nonprofits. And they can also obscure who's given the money. But let me read on from Bruce Murphy at Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. Liberals have had fun mocking America First Legal and the public notice calling Miller a clown and suggesting the group is a confederacy of dunces, while the Daily Beast did a story scoffing at the fact it spent some 85% of its funds on advertising, not legal fees. But whatever its flaws, AFL has found a depressing amount of success in the courts, as the public notice conceded. Its most recent coup is a case before the U.S. Supreme Court that could be decided in June as to whether the federal government can suggest that big online companies remove unverified and false information. Now, recent reporting, and only from the tone of the questions, would seem to indicate the court does not have an appetite for this, but I read on. If the court decides the answer is no, it could open the floodgates to lies and misinformation. But in oral arguments yesterday, members of the Supreme Court seemed skeptical in the suit's claims. Yes, that was my opinion also. But even if the case fails, America First Legal has had considerable success in a host of cases, and it couldn't have done that without funding from the Bradley Impact Fund. Launched in 2012, it describes itself as the, and here's a quote, the first donor-advised fund, a 501c3 public charity to be aligned with the private foundation. It was created as part of a strategy by the Bradley Foundation to build a right-wing network to turn blue states red, a controversial effort first exposed back in 2017 that raised questions whether a charitable group was violating federal law, restricting a tax-exempt charity from engaging in activities to benefit a political party. The foundation's political strategy was first reported by the Center for Media and Democracy, which got access to internal Bradley documents, which showed it had costed out the national political effort and realized it didn't have the financial resources to pay for it. As Americac tells Urban Milwaukee, by creating the Bradley Impact Fund, it could gain donations from other wealthy conservatives and businesses. You know, think Diane Hendricks at ABC Roofing Supplies. The internal documents showed another donor, the Koch Political Network's favorite conduit, Donors Trust, funneled $12.7 million to the Bradley Impact Fund in 2022. And the Bradley Impact Fund has another advantage, he notes, shielding donors from scrutiny. Under federal law, Schedule B donations to the foundation are not released to the public. Thus, there is no way to know where the $27 million given to the American First Legal by the Bradley Impact Fund came from. The money could have been solicited from any number of conservative donors. And the Bradley Impact Fund is located at 1400 North Water Street, Suite 300 in Milwaukee, which is also the address of the Bradley Foundation. I'm sure that's just a coincidence. The two entities work hand in hand, helping the Bradley Foundation gain more control over where the money from conservative donors across the country goes. Do you see what they're doing here? Here is the conclusion. Mitchell, became perhaps the foremost right-wing operative working to suppress the vote. We're talking about Cleta Mitchell. Cleta Mitchell, you know, the one that complained quite a bit about the kids getting up out of bed and voting. Didn't like that. Too easy for the kids to vote. Well, Cleta Mitchell has become perhaps the foremost right-wing operative working to suppress the vote. She has also been pushing Republican donors to fund efforts to make it harder for college students to vote, as the Washington Post first reported in April of 23. Well, here was her quote then. They basically put the polling place next to the student dorm, so they just have to roll out of bed, vote, and go back to bed, she complained. It says here in Bruce Murphy's report at the online daily Urban Milwaukee, Mitchell is arguably the most central player in an attempt to steal the 2020 election who isn't facing prison time, noted The Intercept. She also became the most controversial and well-known operative for the Bradley Foundation. It's not a good look, according to Bruce Murphy. No, I would agree. We've talked about Cleta Mitchell. You know, she's kind of right there with the Christina Bobbs, the Sidney Powells, the Rudy Giulianis. And, you know, she sits on the board at the Bradley Foundation right there in Milwaukee. And she has been basically recruiting, according to Bruce Murphy, conspiracy theorists, election conspiracy theorists, to monitor and disrupt future elections. Here is one last quote from the body of this Bruce Murphy piece. In seminars around the country, Ms. Mitchell is marshaling volunteers to stake out election offices, file information requests, monitor voting, working at polling places, and keeping detailed records of their work, and to research the backgrounds of local and state officials. They're doing oppo research on elections, people. Research the backgrounds of local and state officials to determine whether such, whether each is a friend or foe of the movement. I thought they were a friend or foe of small d democracy. And if they're working at the elections place, if they're an elections volunteer, or they're paid a meager amount to work on elections, they're doing it out of their good grace. There's not a us against them in elections. Is there? The effort, called the Election Integrity Network, is a project of the Conservative Partnership Institute, that CPI, where Mitchell served as senior legal fellow, and which received over $1 million in funding from the Bradley Impact Fund from 2020 through 2022, and $550,000 from the Bradley Foundation between 2018 and 2022. So they're still up to it. Cleta Mitchell, well-funded, behind the scenes, used to be at Foley and Lautner. Apparently it wasn't good material for, you know, their legal roles any longer. But she's still a high-paid lawyer doing the hard work of disinformation, of trying to suppress the vote through the anonymous, hidden efforts of the 501c3, which is the Bradley Impact Fund. So you don't know who's paying her to do this God's work, which devil she might have made a deal with, if you know what I'm saying. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Hopefully you're making a deal with us to continue listening. We've got more fine show. Dom's going to join us soon. Just a reminder, text in the word family, like all in the family, to the special Civic Media text feature, and you will qualify and be entered in the Civic Media, what's it called again? The Ride into Spring text to win contest. Do so now and come back. Join us, 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for nasty women everywhere.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Make a Deal with the Devil Wednesday edition. Who's out here? Eric from Lodi, using the text line. But Eric, you got to use the super cool Civic Media app, because I don't want you not to be included by texting out the word family, but you're apparently doing so directly, and you got to use the app. Eric, I don't want you to be left out, buddy. A lot of you texting in the entry word family. We'll do it for a couple weeks. We'll have some fun. We'll give away some prizes. Good luck to you. Also, every hour, well, that would include this hour, a overnight stay to the Chula Vista Resort being given away. You know, Wisconsin Dells. Everyone likes going to the Dells, the water parks, and everybody likes making a deal with the Devils. Call us, 844-967-2789. Totter Billy from the North Side. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and I love that nasty woman intro. That's beautiful. But I just wanted to call in because I've volunteered and worked as a poll worker before, and you know, as I think about it, it's hard to even imagine exactly how somebody would cheat or tip the scales in that role at all. I mean, you're checking people's names off a list, you're handing people their ballot, they're feeding them into the machine. I'm not even sure what the heck you could do that would make a difference in the outcome, other than just gumming up the works and keeping people from voting, which is what the Republicans seem to want to do.
Todd, maybe that's the sort of loyalist that Cleta Mitchell, working over on the Bradley Foundation, or at least being funded thereby, that's the sort of work she's trying to do. She She wants you to be on her team and perhaps challenge the vote or the voter ID or whatever is necessary. But you got to be on her team. You got to be on the right side of the movement, right, if you know what I'm saying.
Right. But what I guess what I'm saying is that if you're not on that side, if you're just showing up there to work, you know, if you're a partisan Democrat like me, I'm not. What are you going to do? All you're doing is checking people off a list. They want to, you know, have these poll watchers and look for conspiracies. There's not a whole lot you could do to change the outcome. I don't know what you would do. You're just a cog in a machine, just helping people to vote. That's it.
Todd or Billy, you make an excellent point. There are decentralized elections in the state of Wisconsin. And once upon a time, I didn't know this. And during the Scott Walker recall, I heard, I believe it was Roger Stone, the dirty trickster, claimed that Scott Walker had rigged the election here in the state of Wisconsin 4 or 5 times. Well, that was music to my ears. I wanted that to be so. But then I did a little bit of research and I realized 1,800 plus decentralized districts, you'd have to have such massive coordinated conspiracy. I mean, neither party is capable of that. I've met these people. They're just not up to the task of conspiring on a massive level, the sort that would impact and rig an election. It's not possible. It's so implausible that I would call it impossible. But, you know, that's just one man's opinion. You know, don't let that get in the way of a good conspiracy theory that you could use to help justify, you know, trying to overturn the next presidential election, just in case your guy didn't win, right, Cleta? 844-967-2789. Joe from Madison. Welcome back, Joe. How you doing?
Great. And thank you so much for nose-diving into this story. It's absolutely important and critical. And thank you so much for doing this. I love this idea of Cleta Mitchell ferreting out whether people are friend or foe. Perhaps there's a little a secret handshake that they could engage in so that Cleta might have a good idea
whether
they're on her side or not.
You know damn well there's an enemies list, and I suspect I might be on it.
There's good chance if you're offering up your services in an election that you might be on the foe side, Crudy, and I think that would be catastrophic. But I'm calling about this, but also I wanted to just throw into the mix here that a little something to look at is the report that came out in the last day or so that the House Republicans voted to have a resolution condemning the Russian abduction of Ukrainian children. It was upwards of about 20,000 children have been abducted from the country of Ukraine and hauled off to Russia. Where they are, what's happening to them, no one knows. It's a huge issue. And of course, our state is represented in this, in that toxic Tom Tiffany is one of the 9 Republicans who voted against censuring Russia for doing this activity. Good old toxic Tom, you know, count on him. I did call his offices and asked if there was a reason why he voted against this resolution and was told by a cheery worker that he really had no idea, but he'd look into it and have somebody call me. Yet to get that phone call back, but I'm sure any minute toxic Tom will let me know why he would vote against a censure of Russia for abducting upwards of 20,000 children, separating them from their parents. So there you go. I mean, we're always represented. We are always have a part to play in nefariousness, and that's one more element on the list.
Oh, you don't know the half of it, Joe. You apparently haven't been watching the Hunter Biden hearings in D.C. today, or it's technically the Biden impeachment hearings. They are trying to bring their witnesses, but Jamie Raskin brought a witness of his own, the Lev Parnas. You remember Lev, him and the Igor Fruman?
Yeah.
They were buddies with Rudy Giuliani. Well,
exactly,
under sworn congressional testimony today, he went out of his way to point out that, A, this was Russian disinformation, this whole Biden boys took the money from Burisma. But above and beyond that, he was questioned, well, why would the media take that up? You know, did they have any appetite for this story you were telling? And he said, well, no. Well, except for Fox News and their rightist wing, you know, those to the right of Fox News. And then he said,
sure.
But we also had some other allies. And he said, guys like Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator, and Pete Sessions. He's sitting right here in the committee chamber right now. Pete Sessions, a congressman, Republican. But Joe, I think our buddy Ron Johnson, further implicated by the aforementioned Lev Parnas. We've got the sound. We're going to play it in the next hour. I hope you stick around.
Excellent. Thanks.
Joe, thank you for listening. Going to need to stick around into the next hour. Dom's joining next. You can be a part. But we've got the sound. Lev Parnas calling a spade, calling Russian disinformation, and calling Ron Johnson a willing dupe or worse, apparently. The devil's advocates. Thank you, Liza Hellenbrand. Don't forget, tune in to the Empowered Caregiver Show across the Civic Media Network, 8 o'clock on Saturday mornings. It's worth a listen. Or look up the podcast, civicmedia.us, Empowered Caregiver.